Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut out the categories delicious, cereal, and baseball. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Coming from our random question on using the bathroom in places that aren't the bathroom. Guys, my dad and I were duck hunting on the mouth of the Skagit River.
Yeah, you were.
Usually hunted on a sandbar, but we tied up to a snag in the sound.
Mm-hmm. On the Skagit. Seen that before.
Had to take a crap and ask my dad to take over to the island. He said, go over to the boat, so I did. Waves kept splashing me in the ass, and my dad just laughed his ass off. Guys, by the way, not an IPA drinker. But the new Black Raven Men's Room IPA is awesome. Rock on, guys.
All right, man.
Milton. Bitches, one summer, my friend and I worked at a Christmas tree farm, basically trimmed trees all day in the middle of nowhere. Short story long, I told a buddy I got a poop and left. Pooped, came back. He asked me if I was missing a sock now from, you know.
Yeah.
I laughed and said no. End of the day, we're cracking a cold one in the tree fields, packing our crap back into my car. He says, what the... Why is my sweatshirt missing a sleeve? I cut his sleeve off with my printing shears. Good times.
Damn, man.
That from the trick. As we move on to the birthdays. Guys, emailing you guys to wish Tyler an amazing 11th birthday. He loves rock climbing and snowboarding. But living in Florida, we have to settle for the indoor climbing gym. He's also extremely embarrassed by my dad jokes, which tells me he would really like some from Miles. So in that case, could he get an OG fish sandwich, some green beans, and some dad jokes from Miles? Lots of love that from Dad, Logan, and Regan.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Good job.
Green bean.
All right. Tyler, here you go. What would you consult if you wanted to gather opinions on horses?
Who would you consult?
What would you consult?
What would you consult? I don't know.
A Gallup poll.
Solid.
A neutron walks into a bar and asks a bartender, how much for a drink? Bartender says, for you, no charge.
Oh, it's a neutron. Huh?
By the way, this is a sad story, but I texted my girlfriend, Ruth, and I had to tell them that we're over.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so now I'm ruthless. Guys, today is my baby brother Alex's 18th birthday. Can you give him a fart or two? And Coach Ted giving him some advice on entering into adulthood. Thanks, guys. Ed from Andrea.
Which fish sandwich?
Ah, fart if you got any kind of fart. Give him a fart.
All right, adulthood. Number one, you'll notice now when you fill out paperwork or go to get your license changed, they'll also ask you to select selective services in case you're going to get drafted. Number two, you do crime now, you're going to have to go to big boy jail. No more baby booking. Now, the plus side is, number three, you can go to a strip club, see some boobs.
Guys, please wish my oldest son Noah a very happy birthday with a Can I Grow Up, some Skinless Bangers, and the captain telling him what to watch out for on the high seas for those of us over 21. Love you guys. That from West Seattle, Josh.
Can I Grow Up?
Bangers.
There it is.
Mom. Mom. Do you have any bangers? The skinless ones so they don't upset my tummy. I need them skinless. Mom.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, if you're over the age of 21 and on the old high seas, I'd recommend that you avoid the old SS Gubby, because me and the mascots are in international waters, things change. In fact, I'll let you in on a secret. When we're in the international waters, the ladies like to call the old captain's mustache the womb broom, or the snot mop. Oh, the flavor saver, the fanny duster, my personal favorite, my face lace, crunch berries.
Bitches, today's my good friend, co-founder of the Negative Standards Car Club, Cameron's 28th trip around the sun. Can he get a your penis is too small? And the captain, followed by the coach, giving advice on a dinner date with the Mrs. family tonight.
Well, ahoy there. It's funny you bring up a dinner date with the missus. I was with her last night. Let's just say she didn't eat anything, but I had a meal at the Y, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's how the captain rolls. Crunch berries.
Usually the coach is here for good advice, but you know what? Following that little freak known as the captain.
Ahoy.
Coach has some bad advice for you tonight. You know what I say? Hell with it. It's a Monday. Start drinking now. You show up to dinner with a strong buzz on. You order a strong cocktail and a shot. And then you tell her family what you think about them. You hold nothing back.
Nothing.
You know what? It's going to be a hell of a Tuesday.
Bitches, happy 32nd birthday to my fiance, Ashley. Unfortunately, it's Monday. Don't do that ahead of me one day.
Hey, your mother is a whore.
Love you, babe. Life is more fun with you in it. She wants a D, and she's going to get one, and maybe some dirty Germans talking about breaking in her new disc golf bag. Thanks, guys. Great seeing y'all at the Men's Room IPA Release Fest, and congrats on the new beer. That from Dre Spliffman.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Oh, I hit the wrong dip.
Yeah, I do not know why you call it a disc golf bag. We call it a vagina. Either way, we will be breaking it in.
I was just saying, you can call that thing whatever you want, but we're all going to have our hands inside of it.
Yeah.
And I'll break it in, if you will.
It's like sleeping with a new baseball glove, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so make sure we'll leave it out overnight, because it'll be plenty oiled up and wrapped in rubber bands.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Please wish my buddy Colin a very happy 42nd birthday. He could use a your penis is too small, an uh-oh lookout, and the dirty Germans encouraging him to get back out there and perform all the feats that a stripping clown is obliged to perform. Yes, my son and my buddy share the same birthday, again from West Seattle, Josh.
Uh-oh, lookout.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be into these clowns that strip. And then in the 1980s, Playboy put out an issue of a woman wearing clown makeup, showed her breasts, and I was like, okay, I like clowns now. I did not feel that way when Bozo exposed himself.
Yeah, well, either way, it's a stripping clown. I think the main thing is you have to prove why his shoes are so big.
Guys, want to wish my girlfriend Tony a happy 44th birthday and have those dirty Germans telling her she's still hot as a middle-aged woman should be. Love, Brady.
Yeah, you are most certainly hot like a middle-aged woman should be, because after all, you're at the age now where you know what you're doing in bed and have demands.
Yeah. Also, I like that her name is Tony. She reminds me of one of those good Italian women.
Yeah.
So now you get to serve it with extra sauce.
Guys, my hubby Damon loves the show. It would be great if the Dirty Germans could wish him a happy 47th birthday and tell him about how everything gets better with a little age. Love his amazing wife, Rhonda. Rock on, guys, and thank you.
Yeah, do not be fooled by this. She's not saying things get better with age to make you feel better. She's saying that because she is also getting older.
Yeah, and some things do get better. Like the fact she doesn't care where it ends up now.
Loose.
Yeah!
Gentlemen, whatever. Please.
All right. Hey, you know what? Sure, it's my birthday, but you have fun, honey.
What's the greatest thing you can hear in the bedroom?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Is that what it takes now?
Just do it.
Guys, please wish my dear friend Grady a happy 53rd birthday. Give him a big old bong rip and you guys talking all over each other about your favorite 80s guitar players. Thanks for all you do, especially for the delicious new Men's Room IPA by Black Raven Brewery. That from the THC Lone Hippie. Favorite guitar player?
It's hard to say, man. I mean, even age is young, man. Doesn't do anything incredible, but he understands exactly where he's at.
Take that guy from Poison.
Steve Vai, Joe Satriani.
That crazy hair. Who's the guy from Poison?
CeCe.
CeCe DeVille.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Guys,
I'll kill you.
CeCe DeVille for life.
I want to wish my mother-in-law, Chris, a very happy 66th trip around the sun. How about a bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about choking on big bong rips? That from Carl and Shannon. Love the show, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, I do not know what you know about this 66-year-old woman, but I assure you, she can suck on a tube without choking. She is very good at it.
Yes, this is also the time to warm up. Only 3 more years till you finally get to play.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Take a moment, time to get a test online for your guess is as good as mine now. Call 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, some extra emails. Oh, boy. Hey, thank you guys seriously for all the emails we got over the weekend. As you guys are out there finding the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing, here are some of your suggestions on where you found the beer. Guys, Smarty Pants Garage in Burien has tapped a keg of Men's Room IPA, Black Raven. They want to know how they can get you all a bunch of sandwiches. Well, Devin,
find a way.
Tell Smarty Pants Garage in Burien to send us a bunch of sandwiches.
And I will say this about Smarty Pants in Burien. We have heard nothing but good stuff about that.
Yeah, thank you guys for putting that
on. I kick it down in beer in a decent amount. I just haven't been there yet.
Okay. Food looks great. All but y'all have found the Men's Room IPA at Safeway on 112th and Canyon in Tacoma. Have a great day, bitches, and happy late birthday, Steve the Thrill Hit.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
All the guys, not sure if it's been mentioned yet, but finally found the IPA at the Safeway in Bellingham. That from our buddy Chase. Chase, I believe, was trying to find it last week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we had no locations up there, but yeah, it's made it to the Safeway, as far as we know, and according to Chase. Guys, found the Men's Room IPA at the Graham Safeway location, and it's a fantastic IPA. Congrats, guys. That from Justin.
Thank you very much.
There's more. Great beer, boys. My new favorite choice, or maybe just my bad habit in life. Keep up the good work from Justin. Where'd he find that at? Oh, crap. I didn't print that up here.
You idiot.
I can see him drinking it, smoking a bowl, and smoking smoking meat. Apparently a good day there. No, can't find the location. Oh, well. Guys, found it at my Safeway store by Silver Furs. Can't wait to give it a try. That from Jackie.
Good stuff, brother.
Safeway on 132nd in Everett. Thanks, guys. That from our buddy Ramon. Guys, thank you so much for making the Appy Hour downloadable. That's right, episode number 3 is out now. If you're on the Odyssey app and search on that Men's Room page. I've really missed the greatest story never told. It's still up there as well. And by the way, I just found your beer at the Safeway in Liberty Lake, Washington. Thank you for doing what you do and being who you are. Sincerely, that from Dylan.
The guy even know where that one is.
And one more. This is all they have left of the Men's Room IPA at Albertsons in Marysville. 1, 2, 3, 4 cases, maybe, are there. All right, so time for a little Your Guess is as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories. Try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. So who's ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine?
I'm glad you asked, Miles. Please welcome Rainier. Hello, Rainier. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Rainier, welcome to the program. And Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
Well, thank you.
All right, Rainier, here's your categories. We have the top 10 favorite breakfast cereals. Truth be told, the list has 20 different cereals on it. If you get 10 right out of the 20, I'll give it to you. And next, okay. In honor of opening day on Thursday with your Seattle Mariners, the 10 greatest baseball players of all times. So do you want to go baseball there, Rainier, or cereal?
Ooh, they're both tempting, but since I'm going to opening day, I think I'm going to try my hand at baseball this time.
All right, Rainier.
Oh, nice.
Now, I don't know if you heard my clue earlier, but I want you to think old-timey on this. And if you've got okay. Pen
what
and
are the
paper.
Qualifications?
Qualifications.
Bob Costas.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. History and consistency make it a bit easier to compare players from much different eras based on statistics.
All right.
Okay.
And the similarity of the sport not changing as much over the years. So baseball is the least changed sport as far as statistics are concerned.
Yeah.
Like if you look at Terry Bradshaw, he might have been 14 of 22 in a Super Bowl. You know,
but also you can pick him up, turn him upside down, and spike him off of his head.
Exactly. All right, Rainier, here's your clue. We have one New York Yankee on the list. We have two Red Sox, two Giants, one Atlanta Brave, one Pittsburgh Pirate, one Washington Senator, one Detroit Tiger, and one St. Louis Cardinal on the list of the greatest baseball players of all times.
Ooh, okay. So one Yankee...
Got to be Ruth.
Now.
And you got to go old.
The Cardinal has to be Stan Musial.
Maybe, Rainier, depending on how old you are, you have seen you've seen maybe two of these players play live out of the 10.
Ted Williams?
I'm going to start with the Red Sox.
Okay.
So
Teddy ball game.
I'll go with Ted Williams.
Ted Williams is number 4.
All right. Red Sox. Pesky?
Nope.
Ooh,
not on the list.
Not him. Okay.
This is one of the guys that you might have had a chance to see play in your lifetime.
Oh, now my coworker might kill me if I don't say his name. Yastrzemski.
Not Carl Yastrzemski.
Wow. Tell your co-worker to shut the hell up.
No Jim Rice, no Carl Yastrzemski, none from that era. More of a current-day player, but not really. I think his last game was maybe a decade and a half ago.
It's not Ortiz.
He's kind of a D-bag.
Okay, so I got two strikes on me, so yeah.
Oh, Curt Schilling. Oh, no, not that D-bag. Another D-bag.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's Red Sox. It's Boston.
I'll tell you D-bags. What, dude. Why don't you go to some of the other teams before you go to the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on them for now. So, hey, Ted, did you say Ruth?
Yeah, he's got to be one Yankee. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah, I'll go with the Babe.
All right, Babe's number one.
Yeah.
He is the greatest baseball player of all time. Now, you do have two New York Giants players on the list.
San Francisco.
I'm sorry, San Francisco Giants, correct.
Well, they might have been.
One you had a possibility of watching play. The other made the greatest over-the-shoulder catch of all times, as far as the history of baseball.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't remember his name now.
Willie Mays.
Oh, boy.
Center fielder.
Mays. Mays
is number two on the list.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Did you guys mention if the Dodgers may be on this list or no?
No L.A. Dodgers.
Or Brooklyn?
No Brooklyn Dodgers.
Why are you just making stuff up right there? Come on, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, come
on. You've got your one New York player in Babe Ruth, and you're done with New York.
Mm-hmm. All right, if there's two Giants, one was Mays, the other one is probably Barry Bonds.
That was my thought.
Ooh.
Because like you said, you had a chance of seeing him play.
And who said Musial? Was that Mike?
No, that was me. If there's a Cardinal, it's probably Stan Musial.
I'll go with Stan Musial.
Number 8. Stan the man. Yep.
All right.
I have an autograph of Stan Musial.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, as I see, he signed a restraining order against Miles, but he just cut out where he signed it.
We got like Mark McGuire being on this list.
Who would be the second greatest Cardinal of all time? Bob Gibson? Who would you say, Ted?
I think Mike is right. It could be Mark McGuire. Maybe Albert Pujols?
Yep. Mark McGuire. Yeah. Yep.
Pujols.
Okay. Yeah, there's a number of them. Okay, so I'm going to try to help you out here, Rainier, before you get too screwed, okay?
Okay.
So you've got Babe Ruth as far as the Yankee is concerned. So far, you've got both of the Giants. Oh, no, you've only got one of the Giants.
Okay.
Oh, Barry Bonds. You did get Barry Bonds, right?
No, he did not.
He didn't
but
say
everyone
him.
Knows. You didn't guess Barry Bonds.
I haven't said him yet.
Well, okay, well, just
with,
say
Hammer and Hank.
Hank Aaron, number 5.
All right, good call.
Okay. So you've got Atlanta out of the way. There's a Pittsburgh Pirate on the list, but this goes way, way, way back in time.
So pre-Willie.
Pre-Roberto Clemente. This is an old school baseball player.
Is it a famous baseball card, Miles?
It is the most famous baseball card and the hardest one to get.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Hornus. I mean, I have heard of him.
He played in 1909.
Hornus Wagner.
Honus.
Honus?
Hornus? It's just not huh, but I don't know if it's Onus.
Onus.
It is Onus?
Yeah.
Oof.
Mickey Mantle.
Oh, no, Yankees are already done, Mike.
Yeah, they are done.
Yep.
Shut up, Mike.
I'm just here throwing curveballs.
Okay, give us one, man. It's the most valuable baseball card and will forever be, based on the fact that it was in a cigar pack and with a limited release.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I didn't follow baseball that
It's Wagner.
That long.
The American Tobacco Company.
I'll go with Wagner. Yeah, I'll go with Wagner.
You should go with the Ted told you five times. Honest Wagner. Honest Wagner is number 9.
Sorry.
He was really trying, but you just weren't listening. Kind of like your teachers told you your entire life. Just listen to what the freaking teacher tells
you. Ted is like your GPS. Yep. Go straight.
I would
go straight.
There's another.
Go straight.
There's another giant on the list there, Rainier.
I would bet
Ted
my,
told you about five times.
I would bet my bottom dollar that it's Barry Bonds.
He's number 3.
There we go.
So far, we are correct with Babe Ruth, number 1, Willie Mays, number 2, Barry Bonds, number 3, Ted Williams, number 4, Hank Aaron, number 5, and Stan the Man at 8. We have Honus Wagner at number 9. We have one more Red Sox. We have one more Detroit Tiger. One more Washington Senator remaining on the list. He led the AL in strikeouts more often than not. He had 21 years pitching for the Washington Senators. They call him Big Train. He was the man back in the day. He threw 110 complete game shutouts, the most in Major League history.
Damn.
That record will never be broken.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man, that was before my time, unfortunately.
We did get a text for Cy Young.
No Cy Young.
No Cy Young.
Nah.
But we have people that won his award that are still on the list.
Oh, now I'm blanking on that award, too. Jesus.
That's for pitchers.
Any suggestions, you guys?
I don't know. All I can think of is Cy Young, but it's not the Cy Young. So I don't know who the other guy is.
Cy Young winner would be the guy who played for the Red Sox. He was kind of a D-bag.
A D-bag.
I mean, in my mind, he was.
And he's not in modern day, right?
I mean, it was the way he played. He might not be a bad person, but the way he played.
It's Roger Clemens.
He threw at people's heads.
Yeah, it's Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens?
Yes.
I'll go with Roger Clemens.
Number 10. Okay. You have 2 left out of 10. So far, not bad, man. You've been coached well. One played for the Detroit Tigers, a legendary player.
Oh, Ty Cobb.
I'll go with Cobb, Mike.
That's number 7.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Good job, man. I'm going to pull that out. One more left from the all but long gone Washington Senators. He was so great, he led the AL in strikeouts more often than not. He topped the league 12 times over the course of 21 years. Pitched his entire professional life for the Senators. Big Train threw 110 career complete game shutouts. And the most in Major League history.
Oh, God.
Ted's going to kick himself.
Oh, I'm not going to kick myself because
Who was the greatest offensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks?
I don't even know that either.
Walter Jones. This guy shares the same first name.
Walter
Johnson?
Cronkite.
Walter Johnson? Walter Johnson.
Number 6.
There you go.
There you go. 10 for 10. All right, here you go. The 10 greatest baseball players of all time.
All time.
Roger Clemens for the Red Sox, 10. Honus Wagner to the Pirates, 9. Stan the Man, number 8 for the Cardinals. Ty Cobb for the Tigers, 7. 6 is Walter Johnson from the Senators. Hank Aaron at 5. Hammer and Hank. Ted Williams, 4. Barry Bonds, 3. Willie Mays, 2. Babe Ruth, number 1.
Yep.
Nice job. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink and totes with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The state of New York has introduced a bill that'll decriminalize adultery. You may have heard some of these stories earlier today. Which,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know if
it's not great, but I don't think you need a criminal charge against somebody right. That steps out.
And it was a misdemeanor, and it was all the way back in like in the early 1900s, and it was meant to.
It's still in the books. You can sue somebody.
Yeah. You absolutely can.
Look, your significant other will take care of that for you.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't know. It's like being a juvenile. Yeah. Do you want us to call your parents or spend a night in juvie? Like, I would really rather spend a night in juvie.
In Washington,
man.
State, you could have sex with every single person in the state.
Oh yeah.
And it's still no fault.
All
you
good.
Didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. I don't think you should be able to sue them. But as far as the settlement goes, I mean,
yeah, no
you
kidding.
Should get some leniency on that.
Well, sure. Bet.
I don't.
It's Ladies' Day in Sweden, and locals are celebrating by eating waffles. Do you know why, Ted?
I mean, I know Swedish people love their waffles.
They do indeed, but it's actually because of a mispronunciation a long time ago. So the Swedish word for Ladies' Day is very similar to the Swedish word for Waffles Day.
So they eat waffles on Ladies' Day?
Pretty much.
All right. Okay.
I feel like there's something that we have. I can't put my finger on it, what we've got here. But, you know, it's one of those where the words are close enough. You know, we have words that sound alike. So it's like, all right, yeah.
Sure, but I feel like we don't necessarily celebrate both just because they sound the same.
I mean, it's like eating a clementine at Christmas time.
All right. You know what? Yeah.
I mean, off the top of my head, it's closest I can get.
Exactly. It's Christmas time, so we eat clementines. Absolutely. That's pretty much exactly what it is. It's not like anybody's like, it's Waffles Day. No, it's Ladies Day. And we eat waffles because it kind of sounds like Waffles Day.
All right. I mean,
dude.
Yeah, there's never really a bad time. Like, oh, it sucks. I had a waffle.
Right. You know what? That's a good point, Ted. If somebody just walked in here like, who wants a waffle? Like, damn right.
I will take one.
Yeah.
And hot syrup, too? Damn, man. Get in here.
Right?
Let's go. New research suggests humans transmit more viruses to animals than the other way around.
Okay.
I think because we're doing? Always touching them.
You're giving your dog COVID.
Oh, that's a good point. We are always
I think that's the difference. Like, you know, if I go outside and raccoon is skittish and hisses, doesn't want anything, and Ted's stuck in a jar, next thing you know, I'm touching the raccoon.
Exactly.
We can't keep our hands off of things that we think are cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the long and short of it, right?
Well, and you know, we pet and we hug and we kiss our animals all the doggone time, and we don't stand it from the, no, get away from me.
We're worried about them for licking their butt, and they're like, dude, you are a petri dish of disease.
We walk around, grab all these door handles, barely wash our hands when we're leaving out of the bathroom. We
then pet your dog.
That's right.
We're hey, didn't you just poop?
Uh-huh.
You're petting my head, man.
One of my favorite comic book characters of all time was Garfield, and there was one distinct thing that Garfield hated more than anything. Oh. You guys all know what it is.
Oh, yeah, Mondays.
Damn straight, and I'm like it, man. I hate the Mondays. However, there's a way to make it better.
The Men's Room Top 10.
It's a long way to go.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 ways to make your Monday better. Are we really that concerned about how bad Mondays are?
Yes.
You know what you did to yourself on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday that resulted in the position you are in on Monday. But I know the this is about how to make Mondays better. Well, is the sun over the yardarm somewhere? I suggest two fingers of some delicious brown. And no, I'm not referring to thrill.
But you should be. You should be.
2 inches.
Oh, God. So this is how to make your Mondays better. They actually break it down into two different things as far as to how to plan ahead for better Mondays and how to cope with a bad Monday. So let's start with how to plan ahead for better Mondays. At the very bottom of the list, they basically say to address your anxiety. If you get particularly anxious on Mondays, it may be helpful to address your anxiety. They recommend taking some time to sit with the feeling of dread and challenging the negative thoughts that make you feel anxious. Ask yourself, what evidence do you have that this week will be a bad one? Everything that's telling me it's going to be a bad week.
Yeah.
I see. Try to find some hard evidence.
Exactly.
That's the thought.
If you could control anxiety, it wouldn't be a thing. If I could just talk my way out of a headache.
Right.
Why does my head hurt? I can't stop it. Like, there could be a number of reasons why I have one. Tension, something I ate, being dehydrated, all these things. But if you have a panic attack or anxiety,
no.
The hardest thing to do is know that you are not in control of your own body.
You just need to stop. You just need to calm down.
I wish I could just. It's like saying, like, I should go to bed right now.
Exactly. Like,
no, that's not how my body works.
My wife can do that.
Well, I can do that.
She will be wide awake. We're watching something on TV, and she goes, "Okay, I'm going to sleep before I can even say goodnight." It's like you've got to be.
We're committed, dude. We are.
Do you think the same thing?
Oh yeah. Pisses my wife off something fierce.
It's because everyone else, I'm going to bed, but that's 15 to 20 minutes of me laying here, and then eventually I would drift off to sleep.
Sure.
My wife says she's going to sleep. Like, she does not mean I'm going to bed. She literally means I am going to sleep.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that can do it on planes. And I'm so jealous. I can never sleep on planes. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're sitting next to him, just be like, all right, man, we got about 2 hours. We'll talk to you later. And just has this little routine, puts his head down, and he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wish I could sleep on planes. That's the one place that I can't get it done. I've done it from time to time. I have to be exhausted, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Organizing a fun treat.
A fun treat?
It's basically, you organize something fun for later on in the week.
Okay.
All right. Right. Prep on Friday. Again, these are the ways to plan ahead for better Mondays. It can be helpful to spend a little time on Friday prepping for Monday, planning for a challenging task that lie ahead to give you a sense of agency and control.
That, very true. Yeah. Very true. It's also tough because on Friday...
I want to think about Monday.
You want to just get the hell out of there.
I spend Sunday thinking about Monday. I don't need Friday ruined.
I mean, I always prepare for Monday on Friday. I do. Before we even go on the air, what I need for Monday, for the most part, is done, but it does not make me feel any better Sunday night.
No.
Like, yay, I did this, but I'm going back to work.
Avoid scheduling.
I mean, I was
going
to say, too, like, look, I love Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Friday night is fun. You got the whole weekend ahead of you. Even if you have stuff planned, you're just like, all right, it's Friday night. And then to me, Sunday morning generally is kind of the best because you're like, it's Sunday. Whatever. But as soon as you finally get up for the day on Sunday, that clock starts ticking. Monday's around the corner.
Yeah.
Avoid scheduling heavy meetings on Monday morning. We used to work with somebody who, if I screwed up on Friday, he'd shoot me an email. Come see me on Monday. And
dude, it's already Monday.
Ruined my whole weekend.
Can you just wait to right or tell me Monday morning?
Yes.
Do not tell me Friday that I screwed up. It's fine.
Damn
just
it.
Wait.
Thanks. I mean, just come talk to me right now, dude. It's okay. I'll recover. Don't make me wait the entire damn weekend.
I think, Mike, we were talking about it last week. I mean, that's kind of one exciting thing. Not one. There's a lot of exciting things about football, but that's kind of like Monday night football is like the one thing. Even like tonight, like I'll go home and watch some women's hoops, but like the only sport you're like, all right, it's Monday. There's football on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're excited about it. Can't wait for Monday.
Sleep early Sunday night.
Yep. If you can.
And that's the best way to plan ahead for better Mondays. And I do agree with that. Sunday's the recovery day. Friday and Saturday, let loose. Have a great old time. Sunday, you're drinking a lot of water, a lot of electrolytes. You're eating healthy, and then you're getting to bed on time.
So if there's any night I'm going to stay up late, it is Sunday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always just postpone the inevitable. Crushing beers, doing the whole thing.
You just like to be tortured throughout the week, don't you?
It's not that, man. A lot of it is I want to wake up on Monday the way I assume I will feel the rest of the week. As dumb as that sounds, but like, you wake up, you're not quite hung over, but obviously you had some booze.
Okay.
And I go, okay, this is what work feels like to me. So it sounds dumb, but when I feel just a little lethargic or a little gray or a little heavy, to me, that's a work day. Like, all right, go get it.
I always try to do it on Saturdays. I never seem to do it. Even if I'm not doing anything, I still stay up too late on Saturdays. But Sunday is the one night, usually, at like, it's like, not, even if I'm not going to sleep, I'll watch little Foods That Built America in bed.
Yeah, we're crashing. So these are how to, these are ways that you can cope with a bad Monday here. They say get some exercise. Getting moving is a great way to lift your spirits. And again, that's if you plan ahead. Most of the time when I wake up on Monday, I wake up, walk the dog, get showered up, and head on in here. I got stuff that I got to do. Yeah. I want the time to exercise, but I'd have to get up too early, and I just don't care.
It's the only day of the week I don't.
Oh, yeah?
I give myself a Monday off.
Oh, yeah.
I had my fun. I'm tired. I got to go to work.
Right. Too much crap.
Hell with it.
Doing something fun, whether it's treating yourself to lunch, meeting up with a friend after work, or getting a massage, or watching your favorite show before bedtime, try and do something you enjoy. I can agree with that.
I always try to do something I enjoy. It just doesn't always work out.
Eat a healthy breakfast. Try and eat a healthy and nutritious breakfast that includes feel-good foods. It could be a stuffed omelet, a yogurt granola bowl, egg muffins, a green smoothie, or whatever else you like. Hell yeah, I'm in.
All right. Other than the egg muffin, all of that sounded awful.
I love breakfast, dude.
I like breakfast, just not the breakfast they'll recommend me.
Number two, they say get dressed up.
On Monday.
On a Monday morning, we tend to just grab the closest thing and wear it because we can't be bothered. However, getting a little dressed up as though it's a special occasion can make us feel more positive and confident.
You always feel better when you look better.
Agreed. Dress for confidence. Mm-hmm. Dress for success. But then the number one way to cope with a bad Monday, that bad, dirty, naughty little Monday, start your day with meditation. It's a powerful way to start your day. Research shows that meditation improves brain function and changes the brain in several positive ways.
I believe that, just don't have the time or patience.
Pretty much.
Actually, I'm sure I have the time.
Well, hold on.
I don't have the patience.
Dead serious. If you've tried it, can you achieve it?
What do you mean?
Have you tried to meditate into an area where your breathing slows down? All those things. Do you successfully do it? Or are you just sitting still with your legs crossed in a quiet room?
Right.
Do you actually...
About to say, I'm not positive that I know what meditation is.
When I was younger, I could, like in my 20s, I could pull it off. What I found now as an adult, I'm a big visualization guy. So if I know I have something coming up tomorrow, when I go to bed, that's what's on my mind. And I prioritize it. This is the order you will do this. And I found when I wake up, it makes my life a lot easier. Just like, this is done, this is done, this is done.
And I think meditation could also be a state. So like you think about it, it's just sitting there in a quiet room with your legs crossed. Like for me, a lot of times it's like walking to the train or walking to work. Like I won't even think about it. But like people are like, dude, I yelled your name. You didn't even pay attention to me. It's like, right, because you're just kind of zoned out.
Yeah, right. Thinking. If you can do it, it's just a hard thing to achieve. Like a lot of people do it by floating. There's a number of ways you can try to do it. I've done it twice where I've actually succeeded and I realized I was in a meditative state. I don't know how I got there. It's just like... I've been trying so hard to do it. It never happened. Then it happened. I was like, okay, I get it now, but it's hard to get to.
Sure. You just got
to
shut off your brain, man.
I know, but that's awesome.
It's hard. But it's like compartmentalizing, right? So you got a bad day outside of work, or you got to go to work. No one would know unless you tell them.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing. You compartmentalize everything.
On top of that, I've also heard that stretching is a great way to start your day as well. Just stretch yourself.
Well, yoga is a somewhat form of meditation.
It's just not. It's not yoga.
Right, and that's okay. Like it doesn't need to be yoga stretches, but you know, look it up on YouTube. There's 10-minute stretch tutorials. There you stretch every muscle on your body, and you feel great when you walk out the door. A couple suspects stole $9,000 worth of merchandise from a grocery store, and you won't believe what they decided to steal, Miles.
What'd they steal?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile. This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, if we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.